coming up this week on the Silver and Black Show. The Raiders may have their bye week, but we roll on. We'll talk to backup running back Mike Goodson and the mad chemist of the Raiders defense, defensive coordinator Jason Tarver, stops by to talk defense. All this coming up on the Silver and Black Show, which starts right now.
The Silver and Black Show with two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
We've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of areas that we've got to improve on. I think this bye week comes at a good time for us. Gives us a chance as coaches to look at and evaluate what we're doing, who we're doing it with, come up with solutions that can help us get better and help us win some games.
When the NFL schedule came out in April and you saw week 5 bye week, you thought that's way too early. But in retrospect, now looking back on the year, it comes at exactly the right time for the 2012 Oakland Raiders. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined as always by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of your Raiders, Jim Plunkett. And the coaching staff is going to evaluate. They're going to spend time on the practice field, get back to fundamentals and self-scout the Raiders, who had a tough loss last Sunday in Denver, Jim.
They certainly did. Denver kind of took it to them. And as you said, this bye week is probably coming at a pretty good time. You know, they're struggling a little bit both offensively and defensively, so they're going to go back to self-scouting, evaluate everybody, leaving no names out, as Coach Allen said, and see what they can do to improve this club before they take off for Atlanta in a couple of weeks. So, you know, hopefully they'll be able to execute more with two-week preparation and go after the Falcons when we get to Georgia.
By rules of the collective bargaining agreement, the Raiders are not permitted to practice this weekend, so they do have the weekend off. But, Jim, they were on the practice field right after the Denver game on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before taking their break. And what a sight on Monday to see Darius Heyward-Bey return to the practice field in Alameda exactly 9 days after sustaining a concussion and a strained neck and that ferocious hit from Ryan Mundy. Hopefully the Raiders may be able to get him back in the mix and get him up in the lineup on Sunday when they take on the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. We're all relieved after that, as you mentioned, hellacious hit against Pittsburgh, but you know, he seems to have not received any real serious injuries except for the concussion. Obviously it's serious, but nothing long-lasting, hopefully. And he's back at practice. He's going back to work, and hopefully he'll be a factor in an Atlanta game.
Yeah, the Raiders have been hit by injury in the wide receiving corps. Jacoby Ford injured his foot back in the second preseason game, Jim, and he's going to miss the entire year. DHB takes that shot. Denarius Moore did not play in the season opener against San Diego, and I don't think he's completely over his hamstring injury, Jim. So you're talking about arguably your three best wide receivers there. I think they are that young trio,
right?
And they've not been healthy this year.
Yeah, and it makes it a tougher situation for Carson Palmer, obviously, to not have his best guys out there. But you got to go with the guys you got, and that's, you know, Hagan and Streeter and Kreiner got in the game against Denver. They've got to step up and fill those roles and be dynamic out there and make some plays for Carson Palmer in that offense.
Injuries are not an excuse in the NFL, Jim, but they are a way of life right now. You mentioned the injuries to the wide receiving corps. Over on defense, the Raiders are playing without their two top corners, and Ron Bartel and Shaunte Spencer having to play Michael Huff. We're going to have Jason Tarver, the young defensive coordinator of the Raiders. He's being challenged with all these injuries to patch this thing together, and we'll find out what they can do to fortify the Raiders' secondary and their rush defense.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll be able to come up with a plan to take advantage of what these young kids can do. He doesn't have all the starters in there, but you know what? As you said, no excuses. You got to go out there and find a way.
And Atlanta has a very solid team on offense, Jim, with their galaxy of wide receiving stars and also the great running back Michael Turner. So we'll talk to Jason about how they can slow down the Atlanta offense. And on the other side of it, Mike Goodson, who played throughout his career in the NFC South for the Carolina Panthers, will preview the Atlanta Falcons defense run by new coordinator Mike Nolan. Also, we'll look back to his week 2 touchdown, 64-yard screen. Nobody laid a finger on number 25. Mike Goodson makes his Silver and Black Show debut when we come back.